With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
We do it twice every day. We do it at 6:10 and we do it at 8:10, just in case you miss Gavin's phone scams. What do you got today?
Somebody, I forget their name, sorry. Person who's Anne's daughter, but they asked me to call their mother Anne and do a phone scam because she runs a local farmer's market. She's the organizer for it.
Okay.
So I thought Genevieve should call and try to get a booth, but not for food.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Hello.
Hi, is this Anne?
Yes.
Hi, Anne. My name is Genevieve, and I'm very interested in being part of the farmer's market. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing really well. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm so good. I just had my hip replaced.
Oh, congratulations. what can I do for you with the farmer's market?
I would like some space at the farmer's market to sell my wares.
Perfect. Okay. What kind of food do you have?
I'm an artisanal vegetable designer, and I like to design different kinds of vegetable-based products for people to buy.
Oh, okay. Are any of them actually edible? Because, you know, at the farmer's market, it's food. It's, you know, fruits and vegetables and things
yes,
like that.
I use food. Everything I do, I use food. Let me just tell you about some of the products that I have, and then you can be
perfect.
Like, Genevieve, this is just brilliant. We have to have you at the farmer's market.
Oh, okay. I'm excited to hear.
Okay, great. The first thing, sorry, my hip. The first thing that I have is I designed the Leaning Tower of Pizza. This little statue that people can have on their desk until they go bad. But I stack up beets and then I lean them and then secure them so that it looks like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, but they're beets.
Oh, okay. Do you have anything that's edible?
I do not. I have something, though, that you can drink out of. I take turnips, and then I hollow them out, and then people can use them to fill it with alcohol and use it almost like a little flask, and I call it the turnip turnip.
Okay.
My grandson told me the turn up is what kids say when they're intoxicated.
He's not wrong. So, Genevieve, listen. I need to tell you that while your products sound really interesting.
Thank you.
And
yes.
Yeah, they sound very exciting for a certain market. Our farmer's market, it's all about things that people can, it's not just food related.
Well, that's why yes, these are food related. I also have something called an artichoke, and it's great. Inside of each leaf, I have written a tiny little joke, and then as you peel back the leaf, there's the punchline.
It's very funny. I like it.
I also designed a board game called Kale of Duty, where you have to go through enemy territory to eat all the kale. It's a first-person chewer.
I wonder if maybe your grandson.
Sorry. Oh God, my hip. So can I have a table? Can I have a booth?
You know, Genevieve.
Genevieve.
I'm.
It's Genevieve.
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 Genevieve. Genevieve. I wish that I could offer you space. But unfortunately, just based on the description, don't think we're the place for you. But if I come across a fellow farmer's market that has space for things like yours, I will happily let them know about you and your products.
Well, I would really appreciate that, especially because none of this is real. You're on a phone scam on the wake-up call on 106.5 The End. This is Gavin. Did you know that? Did you know you were on a phone scam?
I was really hoping I was.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.